Not only do you sing classical music,
你们不仅会唱这些经典的歌曲，
but you sing choruses faster than I've ever heard before.
你们唱合唱比我唱以前听过的更快。
By the time you say I lift my hands and I think of lifting my hands, I already have to do something else.
当你们唱到我们要举起双手，我把举起双手的时候，你们又要干别的了。
You know, out here on the West Coast, you're just not as laid back as we are in New York.
你们我们在西岸，我们不像我们在纽约那样放松。
Well, it's good to be with you.
跟你们在一起非常的好。
I think I'm almost over my jet lag.
我已经好像从我的这个坐飞机的这个时差已经缓过来了。
So I have no idea what I spoke last night.
所以我就不记得我昨天讲的是什么了。
And from listening around to other people, you have no idea what I spoke.
我听别人讲，好像你们也不知道我昨天讲的是什么。
But love is an unspoken language.
但是这个爱是不能言述的一个语言。
And so we will pursue again.
所以我们今天继续的来追求。
John runs from chapter 1 through 12 in a great gospel sweep.
约翰在他的约翰福音一章到十二章，他在这里用他的福音来横扫了我们。
It's as if Jesus came down from heaven and swept up all those sinners by his amazing love.
就像耶稣从天而降，席卷了我们这些罪人，用他奇异的爱。
In such a gospel tsunami, who can withstand such love?
这样一个福音的，就像一个海啸，谁能够抵挡呢？
They were captured before they knew it.
他们还没有意识到，他们就已经被俘虏。
They were disciples laying down their lives, but not thinking about laying down their lives, following the Lord.
那些门徒们，他们只是过着他们平常的生活，他们这样的就跟随了主。
When somebody suggested that maybe they should leave following the Lord?
有没有人建议他们，他们要不要离开去跟随主呢？
Where else can we go?
他们说我们还能去哪里呢？
I'm caught, I'm captured.
他说我被俘获了，我被俘虏了。
Have you seen him, heard him, known him?
你有没有听见过他？你没有看见过他？你没有认识他？
The second part is just a rhetorical question.
第二部分只是一个修辞性的一个问题。
Because if you have heard him, seen him, known him,Yours is a captured heart.
如果你真的看见过他，听过他，你认识他，你的心就会被他俘虏。
Now there's probably some people here who are Christians, but so far you've sort of avoided capture.
如果在我们中间可能有一些基督徒，但是你们到此你们好像还避免了被他俘虏。
For some reason the Lord captured you anyway.
但是不管什么原因，主还是抓住了你。
But you haven't.Followed up properly.
但是你还没有那样赶快的来跟随他。
And so I'm aiming my love target at those people.
所以我们今天把我们的爱的靶子就放在这些人的身上。
Now some of you are already so much in love with the Lord, you're ready to be raptured.
你们有些人已经是这么样的爱主，你们已经预备好被提了。
But you don't want to leave your kids behind, do you?
但是你们不愿意把你的孩子留在后面，是不是？
Some of you kids, you don't want to leave your parents behind, do you?
你们这些孩子们，你们也不想离开你们的父母，是不是？
So we share again on the love of God.
所以我们再一次来交通神的爱。
After the sweep of the first 12 chapters,
在第十二前十二章这样给我们扫过来。
Jesus says at the end of chapter 12, the hour of my glory has come.
耶稣在十二章结束的时候，他说：“我人子得荣耀的时候到了。”
I'm ready for the glory.
我已经预备好得荣耀了。
But before I go,
但是在我离世以前
，I love the disciples so much.
我爱我的门徒如此的爱他们。
How can I capture them so they remain captured after I leave?
我怎样来俘虏他们，让我离开以后，他们还是做我的俘虏
？I've got to tell them.About my secret weapon.
我必须把我一个秘密武器来告诉他们。
President-elect Trump doesn't know the weapon.
这个川普总统他不知道这个武器。
President Putin doesn't know the weapon.
这个普京总统他也不知道这个武器。
I gotta share the secret weapon.
但是神给我们分享了一个秘密武器。
And then my disciples can join me in glory.
让这些门徒可以有一天能与我同享荣耀。
Just one weapon before I go.
我们只是给你一个武器，在我离开以前。
So, here we come and we read again some verses in John 13, verse 1.
然后我们就来到约翰福音的十三章第一节。
Jesus knew that the night before Passover would be his last night on earth before leaving this world to return to the Father's side. All throughout his time with his disciples, Jesus had demonstrated a deep and tender love for them. And now he longed to show them the full measure of his love.
逾越节以前，耶稣知道自己离世归父的时候到了。他既然爱世间属自己的人，就爱他们到底。
Verse 3,
第三节。
Now Jesus was fully aware that the Father had placed all things under his control, for he had come from God, and he was about to go back with him.
耶稣知道父已将万有交在他手里，且知道自己是从神出来的，又要归到神那里去。
Can you imagine having such knowledge as that?
你有没有想象你有这样的一个认识呢？
He knew where he came from.
他知道他从哪里来。
He knew what his mission was.
他知道他的使命是什么。
He knew where he was going.
他也知道他要到哪里去。
So what did he do?
他做了什么？
He got up from the meal, took off his outer robe, took a towel and wrapped it around his waist. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' dirty feet.And dry them with his towel.
就离席站起来，脱了衣服，拿一条手巾束腰，随后把水倒在盆里，就洗门徒的脚，并用自己所束的手巾擦干。
Of course, the disciples wanted nothing to do with that.
当然，这些门徒们他们跟这个不要有任何的关系。
No, 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 Lord, don't wash my feet.
他们说：“主啊，你不要洗我们的脚。”
Oh, I better wash your feet.
主说：“我最好要洗你的脚。”
If you don't let me love you and humble you with my love, you're not going anywhere.
如果你不让我爱你，或者用我的爱来让你们谦卑下来，你们是没有前途的。
So good old Peter said, "Okay, Lord, then baptize me."
这个老彼得说，哦，那你就引起我的注意了。
No, 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 no. You don't need to be baptized. You just need me to love you like this.
彼得说：“你要洗我的洗我的头。”主说：“你不用洗你的头，我只是要让我的爱来抓住你。”
And after they talked about that, we come to verse 34.
然后在这以后，他们就来到了34节。
Now here's the lesson of the washing of the feet.
我觉得他们学会这个洗脚这个功课。
Now I give you a new commandment.
我现在要给你们一个新的命令了。
Love each other.Just as much as I have loved you.
你们要彼此相爱，我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。
Now you see, that love is more than love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength.
这个爱比那用全心、全性、尽心、尽性、尽力爱主你的神还要更多。
Now love your brother like I have loved you.
爱你的弟兄像我爱你们一样。
That's ratcheting up the love quotient a little higher, don't you think?
这是把这个爱的这个音量调得更大了。
For when you demonstrate the same love I have for you by loving one another, everybody around will say this is a miracle. You're my true disciples.
当你们彼此相爱的时候，你们周围的人就看见了一个神迹，他们就认识到你们是我的门徒。
Now, we struggle in New York City to preach the gospel.
我们在纽约那里面，我们传福音，我们很挣扎。
So once a year we have to import our brother Eric Wu to preach for us.
我们每一年我们就把吴弟兄进口过去来为我们传福音。
Every Thanksgiving, brother Eric comes, preaches the gospel in Queens.
每次感恩节，吴弟兄就到皇后区来传福音。
And now he does such a good job, we send him over to Brooklyn and he preaches the gospel again.
因为他传得那么好，所以我们就送他到布鲁克林也去传福音。
And meanwhile, we struggle to preach the gospel.
但是同时我们在挣扎着，我们也传福音。
If we actually had this love and kept this commandment, you couldn't keep the door closed for people coming in to get saved.
如果我们有这样的爱，我们能够这样守他的命令，你们想关起来不让人进来，你都关不上。
This first love has dimensions to it that I think has been mostly lost in the church.
这个起初的爱，它有这样的一个维度，让我们今天的教会都已经失落了。
Even the best of the churches, the Church of Ephesus, they left that first love somehow.
最好的教会，以弗所的教会，他们不知为什么，他们也失落了起初的爱。
And we know from Revelation, it's just easier to do religious things.
我们知道在启示录那里告诉我们，你做宗教方面的工作很容易。
Than to do things out of first love.
比你从起初的爱出发来做事情更容易。
But I'm confident I'm preaching to the choir, and all of you are first lovers.
但是我很有确据，我在这里面像你们所说的，你们都知道。
So let's hope in this weekend, all of us can have our hearts strangely warmed.
盼望我们这个周末，我们的心都被他奇妙的来温暖。
Good old John Wesley, he knew the Bible backwards and forwards. He knew how to pray for hours on end.
约翰·威斯利他。对这个圣经滚瓜烂熟，他可以前后这样祷告都可以。
But then, as he heard in a Moravian church an introduction to the commentary on the Gospel of Romans, his heart was strangely warmed.
当他听到摩利维亚这个教会他们的圣经的评论的时候，他的心就很奇妙的被暖和起来。
He jumped on his horse.And with a fire of love, began to preach the gospel that sent an awakening throughout England.
他就跳上了马，他在那里传福音，然后在整个的英格兰就大有的能力的传福音。
Now, what would happen if your heart was strangely warmed?
如果你的心也是这样很奇妙的暖和起来，将会发生什么事情？
We've got all the head knowledge we need.
我们都有我们头脑里的知识，我们够了。
Our brother Daniel's sermons in the morning, it could be a theological course.
我们黄汉先弟兄早晨的交通可以说是可以作为一个神学的一堂课了。
And for most of you, you say, oh yeah, we know all that stuff.
你们中间有人说，哎呀，我们已经知道那一切了。
There's a deeper seminar called Having your heart strangely warmed.
如果有一个更深的一个讲一堂课，你的心怎么样让你的心能够奇异的这样的暖和起来
？And upon in this seminar, I would like to speak tonight.
我们想在这个堂道上面，我们今天晚上来讲。
Dear Lord, our lover.
主，我们的爱人。
We're so poor at loving.
我们是这样的不会爱。
We're afraid of being loved.
我们甚至担心我们被爱。
Afraid of giving love.
我们忧虑我们给出爱。
Like Peter, when you get too close, you say, "No, no, no, Lord, that's too humbling."
像彼得一样，他当你更接近他的时候，他说：“主啊，这太让我谦卑了。”
And yet, according to your word, there's no way we can serve unless we've first been served by thee.
但是按照你的道，我们不能来服侍你，除非你先服侍了我们。
By your Spirit, Lord, would you allow us to be loved by you tonight?
愿你的灵允许我们今天晚上再一次接受你的爱。
Perhaps our greatest sins are not just carnal thoughts or actions.
也许我们最大的罪不是我们肉体上面的一些思念和我们的行为。
But just our fear of love.
而是我们不敢去爱。
So we pray your perfect love would cast out all fear.
愿你的完全的爱，然后驱散我们一切的忧惧。
Swoop down again through this tabernacle.
你从天降下来，到居住在你的帐幕里面。
Even as it says above, you have loved us with an everlasting love.
就像我们上面写到的，你用永远的爱爱了我们。
We pray help us tonight.
求你帮助我们。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告
Amen. Well, in my message, I have one real advocate, and that is the Apostle John.
我的信息里面我有一个保惠师，就是约翰，使徒约翰。
This, John's writings are full of that word love.
因为约翰他的作品里面充满了爱这个词。
And he's talking about true love, real love, the love from God.
他讲到的是那个真正的爱，那个实际的爱是从神而来的爱。
It's light.
是光。
It's the truth.
是真理。
It satisfies our heart.
让我们的心得满足。
His love gives everlasting life.
他的爱带给我们永生。
And so we find by the grace of God.
所以靠着神的恩惠。
Because God so loved the world.
因为神是这样的爱世界。
That he gave his only begotten son.
他把他的爱子赐给了我们。
And by the blood of Jesus Christ.
我们凭着耶稣基督的血。
He's brought us into the first part of our destination.
他把我们带到我们目的地的第一个部分。
What is our destination tonight?
我们今天晚上的目的地是在哪里？
The disciples had never heard it before.
门徒们以前从来没有听过。
Up to this point.
直到这一点。
But he begins chapter 14 by saying,
他从第十四章开始他这样说。
I'm going away.
他说我要离世了。
But don't let your heart be troubled.
但是你们不要忧虑。
Now you believe in God?
你信神。
Now do you love me?
你爱我吗？
Now do you believe me?
你信我吗？
I'm going to prepare a place for you.
我去是为你们预备地方的。
It's my father's house.
是我父的家。
Now I'm going to go away because I want you in my father's house.
我要离去，目的是要你们来到我父的家里面。
The father's house is a place of love.
父的家是一个爱的所在。
And as soon as I prepare that place, I'm coming back to take you there.
当我把那个地方预备好，我就回来把你们接去。
And so the disciples, just as trained and experienced in theology as you and I,
那些门徒他们被训练，他们在学了很多的神学，像你我一样。
What did the disciples say?
这些门徒他们怎么说？
Wait a minute. Where's the father's house?
你等一等，父的家在哪里呢？
And where are you going?
你去哪里呢？
How's this happening?
这为什么发生呢？
And what, you're coming back?
你什么时候回来呢？
Where is the father's house?
神的家到底在哪里？
Anyway, show us the father.
你把父神显给我们看。
That started a whole load of questions, you see.
他们就问了说很多很多的问题。
But I pray and thank God that when we were saved, we came into the outer court of the Father's house, the tabernacle, as it were, in the wilderness.
我们求当我们得救的时候，我们来到神的家，来到这个帐幕，就像在旷野的这个帐幕会幕的这个外院。
We were under the conviction of sin by the Holy Spirit.
圣灵就让我们知罪。
Then this great high priest took us through the curtain into that outer court.
然后这个大祭司就把我们从这个门进到这个外院里面了。
We saw Jesus lifted up.
我们看见耶稣被高举在那里。
Upon that brazen altar, our Lord Jesus sacrificed for us.
在铜祭坛那里，我们的主为我们献了祭。
We gaze upon the Lamb of God in that outer court and say, "Oh, we praise you and thank you. You allowed us into the Father's house."
我们在铜祭坛的外院前面，我们来目睹我们主在神的羔羊。我们说，父啊，我感谢你把我们带到了外院。
So we broke bread today, worship the Lamb of God.
所以我们一起擘饼，我们敬拜神的羔羊。
We're in the outer court.
我们已经进到外院了。
But he wants to take us further, doesn't he?
但是他是不是愿意把我们更进一步的带进去？
No, this is a little bit more uncomfortable. What's in that tent? We've heard rumors, you see.
对我们来说好像不是很舒服。我们好像听了一些这个流言。这个帐幕里面是什么？
Now we've heard.If you go into God's holy tent and your sneaker lace is untied, you're going to get killed.
我们听说，当你进到神他神圣的帐幕里面，如果你的这个鞋的鞋带子没有系好的话，他就会被击杀你。
The priests have to wear bells just to keep ringing in the holy place, and if they stop ringing, you drag them out with a rope.
那些 祭司们他们身上要带着铃铛，要一直在那里响，因为当他们进到这个圣所里面没有动静的话，有人就会用绳子把他们拉
出来。So when we hear the Holy Spirit say, "Okay, you're next. Let's go in here."
圣灵说：“你下面一位是你，你来吧。”
Maybe there's a little hesitation on your part just to get too holy.
也许你有一点犹豫，不想太圣洁。
But God wants you in His house, all the way in His house.
但是神愿意你一直进到他的家的最里面。
So God demonstrated His love for us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. There's that outer court. And everybody here, even those teenagers here who are saved but don't care too much about Jesus right now, they're still in the outer court.
所以当我们还做罪人的时候，基督已经为我们死，神的爱就向我们显明了，然后把我们带到这个外院的里面。你们这些年轻人十几岁的，也许你们还没有那么清楚，但是你们已经得救进到外院里面了。
But now when Jesus starts talking about the Father's house, he's talking about the second stage, taking us into that holy place.
但是当耶稣讲到这个父的家，他是讲到是个第二步，我们进到了第二步的里面。
Now you see, when Jesus was walking with his disciples,They kind of tasted what life would be like in the holy place.
当耶稣与他的门徒同行的时候，他们已经预尝了这个圣所的这一点点的滋味。
You know, the holy place had three furnitures, right?
你记得这个圣所里面有三件的家具。
So as they walked with Jesus, they realized that Jesus was the lamp, a revelation of the light of God.
所以当他们与基督同行的时候，他们认识到耶稣就是那个灯。
And when Jesus would speak, it's as if they were eating the showbread, that bread of the presence of God. When Jesus spoke, his bread was a lot different than the usual rye bread in Jerusalem.
当耶稣跟他们讲话的时候，他们就仿佛吃到了那个陈设饼，桌子上的饼，因为耶稣他所讲的和他们在耶路撒冷听见的往常的都不一样。
And a couple of times we have a record of how Jesus opened up his heart and worshipped his Father, and the incense of that praise, the disciples were almost afraid of the aroma of that sweet smelling worship.
有两三次我们看见耶稣完全打开他自己，他向天父来祷告的时候，这些门徒们他们目击了，他们看见好，他们几乎害怕这个馨香的气就从耶稣那里升到了天上。
You see, by this time, after 3.5 years, as Jesus speaks in John chapter 13, the disciples already realized, as it says in the word, the Father loves the Son and has given all things into his hands.
所以在三年半以后，当他们听见耶稣说父爱子已经把万有都交在他的手里。
But we're not going to talk about that holy place.
我想今天我们讲这个圣所。
Because actually, of greatest need is for us to get touched for one nanosecond into the holy of holies.
因为我们最关键的是我们要在那个一毫秒的那个过程中，我们要被摸着，让我们进到这个至圣所里面。
And John chapter 13 through 17 brings us into the holy of holy of the love of God.
约翰福音的13到17章把我们带到神的爱的至圣所里。
Now in order to come into that holy of holies, there's a house rule. You know, every house there's a rule.
当我们要进到这个至圣所，我们必须要遵守我们的一个家规。
Now in my house, I make the rules.
这是我的家，所以我要立下我的家规。
And then my wife tells me what to do.
然后我的妻子就说，就指挥我来做一些事情。
But to enter God's house, there's one house rule that must be obeyed.
要进到神的家，我们必须有一个家规，我们必须要遵守。
Love one another just as I have loved you.
就像我爱你们一样，你们要彼此相爱。
That's the house rule.
这就是家规。
Verse 35 of John 13. By this all people will know that you're my disciples if you have love for one another.
10章35节说，你们
And then in each chapter of this Holy of Holies, he reminds us again.
然后在以后的每一章, 这个至圣所里面, 他都再一次提醒我们,
John 14:15. If you love me, keep my commandments.
14章15节说, 你们如果爱我, 就必遵守我的命令。
Go to chapter 15, verse 12.
15章12节。
This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you.
你们要彼此相爱, 像我爱你们一样, 这就是我的命令。
This is the house rule.
这就是家规。
Soon as I walk into your house, I already know I got to take my shoes off.
如果我一到你的家, 我就知道我要把我的鞋子脱掉了。
If we're going to live in the house of God,
如果我们要在神的家里面生活,
one commandment.
只有一个命令。
Not stop losing your temper.
不是说你不要发脾气,
not be perfect.
不是说你要完全,
love one another like I have loved you.
你像我爱你们一样, 你们要彼此相爱。
Maybe in our zeal to be more spiritually perfect, we have de-emphasized the importance of loving one another in the house of God.
也许我们很 要很热情的，我们要更属灵， 所以我们忽略了在神的家里面我们需要彼此相爱这件事情。
And so Jesus wants to bring them to prepare them for the Father's house.
所以耶稣要预备他们进神的家。
But Jesus in his uttermost love actually has brought them to the threshold of a spiritual revelation.
耶稣靠着他的
For up to this time, the disciples were still earthbound, earthy, outward, and not spirit-minded.
直到这一刻, 那些门徒, 他们都是心是向着地的, 他们是, 朴素的, 他们没有, 向天, 来, 向天看。
Now Jesus is about to leave. And he can't leave them with the impression that my relationship to you is just outward.
耶稣不能把他们留给他们的一个印象，说我们的关系只是外在的一个关系。
First comes the natural, but then comes the spiritual.
首先是天然的，然后才是属灵的。
And so Jesus has to share with them in such a way as to transition them.
耶稣必须要和他们交通，也要把他们来转变。
Things they never imagined. He speaks.
他说的话是他们从来没有想象得到的。
He has to bring them from the outward, objective, physical presence of himself to Christ's inner, subjective presence by the Spirit.
他必须要把他自己的一个外在的一个物质上面的层面的与他们同在的一个地步带到一个里面的一个 圣灵的一个居住的一个地步。
They only knew him as a man.
他们只是认识他是一个人。
Jesus says, you're going to have to find me in a new way, in spirit.
耶稣说, 你们必须要在灵里面重新的来找到我。
Jesus is going to have to explain how his present situation where he's physically limited is going to be changed.
耶稣要让他们明白他现在的这个身体是受到时空的限制，这个情况必须要改变起来。
From Jesus who can only be there,
耶稣他只能某时某刻只在一个地方。
To the ever-present, omnipresent, imminent Holy Spirit everywhere at all times.
成为一个无所不在、内在的一个灵。
A third thing, Christ's finished work on earth, which he's about to accomplish at Calvary.
第三点就是耶稣他要在这个地上结束，在加略山上来结束他的工作。
But he wants to tell his disciples of the ongoing finishing up work of the Holy Spirit, who will perfect that which has been finished.
他也要让他们知道，这个圣灵还要持续做这个更 已经成了的工作。
And he had to change the disciples' point of view from an external relationship to Jesus
他要把门徒与他外面与基督的耶稣的一个关系
devoted to Jesus,
让他们奉献给耶稣,
but often faltering. So often faltering, sometimes failing.
但是他们有时候会失败, 会挫折,
and now he's going to transition them.
但是他要把他们改变到一个地步,
to an internal relationship with the Holy Spirit, whose holiness produces the spiritual man.
来转到一个与他们内在的圣灵里面的一个关系，这个关系能够来产生一个属灵的人。
Now the one great secret that he tells his disciples,
他告诉他门徒的一个大的一个秘密,
and it's doubly a secret,
是双重的这个秘密,
is the love of the Holy Spirit.
是圣灵的爱。
You remember that benediction in 2 Corinthians at the end?
你记得在 哥林多后书 保罗结束语那里。
Now the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be yours forevermore.
他说到主耶稣基督的恩惠和父神的慈爱和圣灵的感动或者交通要永远与你们同在。
Now we know Jesus' love, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们认识我们主耶稣基督的恩惠。
We sing Jesus loves me, this I know.
我们知道主耶稣爱我们，我们知道。
So we understand that grace.
所以我们认识这样的恩惠。
And the love of God.
我们也认识神的慈爱。
Now do we know that by experience?
我们是不是用着我们的经历，我们就认识他？
How? By the way he leads our lives.
我们如何来认识，来是靠他带领我们生活的这样的一个办法。
By his loving kindness, by his blessings.
我们是靠着他的慈爱，靠着他的祝福。
Paul could even tell the non-believer that you know that God has blessed you and given you crops and rain in their season.
保罗甚至向那些不信的人说，你知道父神爱你，给你降雨，也给你粮食。
But here is a love word for the Holy Spirit.
但是这里是圣灵的一个爱的一个词。
Fellowship.
是交通。
This is how we experience the love of the Holy Spirit. Fellowship.
这是我们如何能够经历圣灵的感动和他的爱。
Now what we find in John chapter 13 through 17 is not found anywhere else in the Bible in full display.
我们在约翰福音13章17章看到的是其他圣经所有的地方都看不到的。
But here in the secret of this moment with his disciples, he shares that the Holy Spirit is a person.
在这里他跟他们的门徒分享了一个秘诀，讲到圣灵是一位。
Now the disciples, even in their ministries, had known some empowering of the Holy Spirit.
门徒们他们服侍的时候，他们经历过圣灵给他们赐给他们能力。
Perhaps even had known some revealings by the Holy Spirit as the prophets of old.
他们就也甚至能够认识圣灵借着先知给他们的一些启示。
But they hadn't realized the Holy Spirit's a person.
但是他们没有认识到圣灵是带有一个位格的。
God is love.
神是爱。
That means the Father is love.
神是爱就意识着说父是爱。
The Son is love.
子是爱。
The Spirit is love.
圣灵也是爱。
And fellowship is the Spirit's love language.
交通是圣灵的他爱的语言。
There is something that the Holy Spirit exclusively does in our life.
这里面就有圣灵在我们的生命里面他唯一可以做的一样。
He's the Almighty Spirit of God.
他是大能的神，他的灵。
He's what the theologians call when they do a section on the Holy Spirit, Spiritus Creator. He's the Spirit that creates when the Word speaks.
当这些神学家他们说到这个圣灵，他们说这个圣灵是那个创造的神的创造的那个灵，因为他创造了天地。
But now Jesus is going to reveal to his disciples.
但是耶稣要向他的门徒来做一个启示。
That they can neither know the Father nor the Son nor their own life without the conveyance, without the stewardship, without the connection of the Holy Spirit.
如果没有不借着圣灵他的来给他们信服，借着圣灵的联系，他们永远也不会认识父，也不能认识子。
And this is what Jesus reveals in these chapters before us.
这就是耶稣在前面的这几章的圣经向我们启示的。
We have a secret lover.
我们有一个来暗中爱慕我们的人。
The Holy Spirit loves you passionately.
圣灵是带着激情的来爱你。
He loves you jealously.
他是嫉邪的爱着你。
He has all patience with us.
他对着我们是恒久的忍耐。
Do you think any of us could have survived for more than a year as a born again Christian without the patience of the Holy Spirit?
你认为如果你作为一个重生得救的人，如果没有圣灵对你的这个忍耐，你能够来活一年吗？
Now, I speak as a fool, but if I were the Holy Spirit, I would have killed the whole bunch of you.
我像蠢人说话一样，如果我是圣灵，我就把你们一大堆的人都给杀了。
Why do I have to put up with them ignoring me? I'm speaking, they're not listening.
我为什么能够容忍这些人？我一直跟他们说话，一直跟他们说话，他们就从来不听的。
Oh, but I love them so because they're Jesus' little lamb.
但是我是如此的爱他们，因为他们是耶稣的羊。
I loved what our brother Jeffrey spoke the other day when he spoke about stewardship.
我喜欢我们弟兄昨天讲到这个管家这个词。
Because the Holy Spirit with all his power, and he is powerful.
当讲到圣灵，他带着大有的能力，他是完全有能力的。
His stewardship right now is to do everything that Jesus and the Father.Want him to do for us.
他做管家来要做父神和耶稣让他坐在我们身上的。
He's going to perfect us.
他要让我成全我们。
He's going to wrestle with us.
他要和我们摔跤。
He's going to hold us.
他要来抓住我们。
He's going to comfort us.
他也要安慰我们。
He's going to strive with us.
他要和我们一起接力。
He's going to sanctify us.
他要让我们成圣。
He's going to awaken us.
他要让我们苏醒。
He's going to draw us.
他要吸引我们。
He's going to quicken us.
他要让我们来复苏。
Is there ever a lover?
有没有这样的情人呢？
Who had more warmth, more tenderness than the Holy Spirit?
比圣灵有更多的温情和更多的这个忍耐。
I must say,The Holy Spirit, though hidden to most of us,
我必须说，圣灵虽然让我们看不见
，is right now the most loving person in your life.
但是却是你生命里面最爱你的那一位。
He's got a job to do.
他有一项工作。
It's a supernatural transformational job.
这是一个超自然的一个改变的一个工作。
But he is going to do it.
但是他要做这项工作。
He must bring you into a fuller, inner, unending sense of his presence.
他必须要带给我们一个更完全的、更内在的一个完全的一个同在的里面。
And for all of that, what do we call that presence?
我们是如何的称这个同在呢？
Oh, I live in Christ, and Christ lives in me.
我们是在基督里，基督也在我们的里面。
Only because the Holy Spirit is making the transactions.
因为只有圣灵他在这里做这个交易的工作。
You remember the beginning of 1 John in his letter.
你记得在约翰一书他的第一个部分。
What was from the beginning, what we've heard, what we've seen with our eyes, what we've looked at and touched with our hands concerning the word of life.
他说论到那起初的原用起初的永远的原有的道，我们是我们听过，我们手摸过，我们也亲眼看见过的。
And that life was manifested. We've seen and testified and proclaimed to you the eternal life which was with the Father and was manifest to us.
这个光已经显明在我们的中间，我们也见过，我们现在又做见证，将原与父同在，且显现于我们那永远的生命传给你们。
Now listen to verse 3, because the Holy Spirit sneaks in unknown.
你听第三节，因为圣灵已经悄悄地来到他们身边。
Do you know he usually sneaks in unknown?
他一般情况下是悄悄地来，让你不知道的。
He's an unknown person in your life.
他在你的生活里面，你是不知道的这位。
It's like the kid who grows up.
就像一个小孩子长大。
And he does pretty good in school.
他在学校里面成绩还不错。
People say, "Oh man, you're smart."
你说啊，你好像很聪明的。
And you say, "Yes, I am."
他说是的，我不错。
And you don't realize it was your mother and father daily disciplining, teaching, making you curious that brought you to that place.
你有没有认识到是你的父亲和母亲每天的管教你、教育你，然后把你带到这样的一个地步呢？
Listen to what he says in 1 John 1:3.
我们听他在第一章第三节是如此的说。
What we, John, have seen and heard, we proclaim to you also.
我们将所看见、所听见的传给你们。
Listen to this.
你这样听。
That you too may have fellowship with us.
使你们与我们相交。
And indeed, our fellowship is with the Father and with the Son.
我们乃是与父并他儿子相交的。
John says, "I was just talking to the Father the other day."
约翰又说，我们只是跟父来讲。
And he was telling me how wonderful his son was. Oh, it was so wonderful.
他说，他的儿子是多么的奇妙，实在是奇妙。
Then I was talking to Jesus just yesterday.
然后昨天我和耶稣有了一个对话。
In that fellowship, I said, "Oh, Jesus, isn't the Father something?"
在交通的时候，我说，耶稣啊，我们的父是不是非常的奇妙？
Now the only way John could do that is through the Holy Spirit.
约翰唯一能做的就是要通过圣灵。
And he says, "Now, brothers and sisters, I want you to join in this triangular fellowship."
他说：“弟兄姊妹们，请你们加入到我们这一个三角的这样的一个我们的这样的一个交通的里面。
The Father and the Son and us.
讲到。”父子和我们。
Now, who do you think is providing all the mobile phones that allow that to happen?
是谁在给他们提供了那些手机，让这件事情能够来发生呢？
You're speaking to the Father. I'm speaking to the Father. He picks up all those phones.
你在向父神来讲，他在向父神来讲，有一个人把信号来传输。
Holy Spirit's eternally better than Verizon.
圣灵比这个 Verizon 这个公司要好太多了。
Listen, let me be honest with you. There can be no communication with God except through the Holy Spirit.
我要诚实地跟你们讲，如果我们不借着圣灵，我们与父就没有办法来联络。
And the Holy Spirit loves you with every fiber in his divinity.
圣灵他就靠着他的神性里面的每一根纤维都爱着你。
And so Jesus is going to have to explain to the disciples about this new hidden lover who is the secret to living in the Holy of Holies.
所以耶稣要必须来启示给他的门徒这样一个爱他们的一个途径，能够让他们进到至圣所的里面活着。
That you see,The disciples had seen Jesus and were aware that he also, as a man, needed the Holy Spirit for connection.
门徒他们目击了耶稣，觉得耶稣作为一个人，他也需要圣灵才能来交通。
I hope you didn't miss in the Gospel of John as we swept through it.
我希望你们当我们这样席卷了这个约翰福音的时候，你们没有把它忽略了。
That 13 times Jesus said, "I do nothing out of myself."
耶稣有13次讲到说，我出于自己，我什么也不能做。
But we find in the scriptures, Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit,
但是我们在圣经里面，我们看见耶稣被圣灵充满。
Was led into the wilderness by the Holy Spirit.
他被圣灵带到旷野。
You'd say, "No, no, Jesus should know that. He just does it himself."
他说， oh, no. 耶稣知道他应该可以这样自己就做就可以了。
You know, when they preached the gospel in Acts chapter 10, they said, you know how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power.
在使徒行传第十章那里说他们传福音的时候说圣灵已经膏了拿撒勒人耶稣。
Now surely you realize as a man, he was not doing that stuff out of his own power.
你知道作为一个人他不是出于他自己的能力能做这一切的事情。
Jesus said this, he drives out demons by the power of the Spirit.
耶稣说他是靠着圣灵来赶鬼。
In Matthew 12:28, he says, if it is by the Spirit of God that I drive out demons, the kingdom of God has come upon you.
在马太福音12:28那里他说我是靠着圣灵赶鬼然后天国要降临到你们中间。
Now when those disciples came back and gave their report to Jesus in Luke chapter 10,
在路加福音第十章门徒们回来然后给耶稣做了一个报告。
It says, in that hour, Jesus rejoiced in the Holy Spirit.
说在那一刻耶稣满了圣灵的喜乐。
And he said, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, I'm so thankful you revealed these things. You hid these things from the wise and revealed it to babes.
他说父啊我感谢你因为你是天地的主你向这些事情你向那些智慧的人就隐藏起来向孩子们来显明。
As a man,How did Jesus worship the Father?
作为一个人他怎么样来敬拜神父神
By the Spirit.
是靠着圣灵
Man's conveyance to God. Man is conveyed, connected to God by the Holy Spirit.
人是通过圣灵来被带到父神的面前
In Hebrews chapter 9:14, we find out, even in the heavenly tabernacle, it was the Spirit that offered up the Lamb of God and His blood.
在我们在希伯来书第九章我们看见是圣灵把神的羔羊来献在父神的面前
Hebrews 9:14 How much more then will the blood of Christ who through the eternal spirit offered himself unblemished to God
九章十四节说何况基督借着永远的灵将自己无瑕无疵的献给神
And Jesus said I lay down my life on my own and I pick it up on my own Now didn't he say that?
耶稣有没有说说我自己放下我舍命我自己也把它来拾起来他有没有这样说呢
Maybe we're surprised to find in Romans 8:11 and other places it was the Holy Spirit that resurrected Jesus' dead physical body to life
也许你很惊讶的会在罗马书第八章你看到是圣灵让耶稣从死里复活
I make the simple point
我是只是给你们讲了一个简单的一点。
The Holy Spirit is Almighty God.
圣灵是万军之耶和华，大能的。
A person.
他是一个位格。
The Creator.
他是创造者。
The Purveyor of Life.
他是给我们供应生命的那位。
We are born of the Spirit.
我们是从灵而生的。
And that's wonderful, isn't it? Because you know, in the Greek and the Hebrew, it says.You were born by the breath.
在希腊文的圣经里面说，我们是神吹气在我们，所以我们就出生了。
You know the word for spirit in Hebrew and Greek is breath.
你知道灵这个词在希伯来文和希腊文里面都是讲到这个生气气。
Now, so Jesus now leads them into the Holy of Holies and speaks to them things they had never heard before.
耶稣就把他们带到至圣所然后向他们讲他们以前从来没有听到过的一些事情
And it's all about what the loving Holy Spirit is going to do for you when I go away
是关于当他离世以后圣灵爱的圣灵要在我们生活里面所做的一切
So let's just look at a few of these passages, okay?
我们读几处这样的圣经
The first one we'll look at is in John 14Beginning verse 15 and a few verses.
第一处我们是在约翰福音十四章十五节那里开始。
Now you'll notice these passages often begin with the house rule. What's the house rule? Not take off your shoes.
你知道这些每次他开始都要讲到这个家规。家规是什么？不是说你要进家门就脱鞋。
What's the house rule?
家规是什么？
If you love me, you'll keep my commandments.
如果你像我爱你们一样，你们要彼此相爱。
So here we go, John 14:15. If you love me, you'll obey my command.
14:15说，你们要听我的命令，你就遵守我的命令，就必爱我。
And Jesus is going to do something for us.
耶稣要为我们做一些事情。
I will pray to the Father, and He will give you another Comforter, the Holy Spirit of Truth.
父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师，就是真理的圣灵。
Who will be to you a friend, just like me?
就像朋友，像我一样成为你们的朋友。
And He will never leave you.
他永远也不会离开你们。
The world won't receive him because they can't see him or know him, but you know him intimately because he has been with you and will be in you.
这个世人不能接受他，因为不见他也不认识他，但是你们却亲密地认识他，因他常与你们同在，不要在你们里面。
Now for you and I, that's la la la. Oh yeah, I know, the Holy Spirit dwells in us.
对我们来说，我都知道了，圣灵住在我们里面，我们知道的。
Can you imagine hearing that for the first time?
你能不能想象他们第一次听这样的话？
Wait a minute. This is a person. You're talking about God, the Holy Spirit.
他们说，等一等，等一等，你是讲好像是一个人，你们是讲到这个父，讲到这个神。
You're saying he's going to be my friend.
你说他要做我们的朋友。
He's never going to leave me.
他住在我们里面。
And he's going to live inside of me.
他在会在我们里面住吗？
Now you eat that for lunch.
你就把它当成午饭吃了。
Now that takes a little bit of spiritual expansion. I think their brains went poof.
需要你要扩充你的属灵的度量，他们的脑子就这样爆炸了。
But this is all part of what says Jesus loved them to the uttermost and had to share with them how they will continue.
因为这里讲到耶稣爱他们到了极点，他要向他们分享他们怎么样能够继续。
I don't know if you can imagine how many questions began to pop into the disciples' mind, but he went right on from there.
我不知道他们的头脑里面跳出来多少的问题，但是他马上就接下来说。
Now you may not think Jesus was very affectionate, but you would be dead wrong.
如果你觉得耶稣不是很有感情的话，你就是错的不能再错了。
You know what one of his greatest concerns were just a few hours before he went to the cross?
你知道在他上十字架以前几个小时他最大的一个担心是什么呢？
I can never leave them as an orphan. I would never leave them as an orphan. They would never, I would never leave them alone. I got to let them know that. Before I go to the cross, they need to know I'll never let them alone.
说我不会留下他们，孤单的留下他们，留下他们做孤儿。我当我去上十字架以前，我绝对不可能把他们留下做孤儿。
So verse 18,
第十八节，
I promise I will never leave you helpless.Or abandon you as an orphan. I'll come back. I'll come back to you.
他说我应许你们，我不撇下你们为孤儿，我必回来，我必到你们这里来。
Soon I'll leave this world and they will see me no longer. But you will see me. Because I will live again and you will come alive too.
还有不多的时候，世人不再看见我，你们却看见我。因为我活着，你们也要活着。
Of course, in part, he was talking about the resurrection, and they would see him again.
重要的是，他又讲到这个复活，他们还要再见他。
But he was also saying, after 40 days, I will leave, but you will still see me through the Holy Spirit.
就40天以后，我要离去，但是你们还要在这借着圣灵，还要接着能看见我。
And then look at another little passage.
我们再看一小节。
Now, when I go, the Holy Spirit is going to make a transaction with you into the Holy of Holies.
他说，当我走了以后，圣灵要做一笔交易，要把你们带到至圣所的当中。
Now, how would you define the Holy of Holies, spiritually speaking?
你在属灵的层面怎么样来给至圣所下一个定义？
You know, that's the place where there's the ark and there's the cherubim.
你知道那个地方它有这个有这个基路伯，也有这个约柜。
But what is the holy of holies?
但是至圣所到底是什么？
God.
是神。
I am going to bring you into God.
他说我要把你们带进到神的里面。
So listen to what he says.
你听他如此地说,
in John chapter 14 and verse 20.
14章20节,
so when that day comes, you will know by experience that I am living in the Father, and that you are living in me, and I am living in you.
到那日你们就亲身的经历, 知道我在父里面, 你们在我里面, 我也在你们里面。
Now listen, the disciples' mind just went, that's them when it...
那些门徒他们的脑子就又爆炸了。
Wait a minute, in that day, you're going to know something. You don't know it yet, because the Spirit hasn't fallen upon you.
他说那天你们要认识一样事物, 你们现在还不认识, 因为圣灵还没有降下。
But when the Spirit comes upon you, you're going to become aware of something.
当圣灵降到你们的身上, 你们就认识到一件事情。
There is a holy of holies, and here it is.
有一个至圣所, 就在这里。
Here is the Father in the holy of holies, and I am in him.
在至圣所里面有父, 我在他的里面。
But wait a minute. Here I am in the Father, and you are in me.
还更多的是我在父的里面, 你们在我的里面。
But wait a minute, wait, wait, wait. And I will also be in you.
更多的再一点, 我也在你们的里面。
Now that's the Holy Spirit.
这是圣灵。
You're going to be one in the Holy of Holies with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
你是与父子圣灵一起在至圣所的里面。
Verse 21, those who truly love me are those who obey my... Ah, there's the house rule again.
21节说, 那些有我的命令又遵守的,就是又是家规了。And
whoever passionately loves me will be passionately loved by my Father.
那些激情的爱我的,必蒙我父,也这样的爱他。And
I will passionately love him in return... And will reveal myself to him.
我也要这样的诚挚地爱着他, 并且当我回来的时候, 我要向他显现。
The Holy Spirit is going to reveal the Father if we love him.
如果我们爱他, 圣灵就向我们启示我们的父。
I mean, love him in the Holy of Holies.
我们在至圣所当中爱他。
Then verse 22. One of the disciples just couldn't take it anymore. He said, hold it, hold it, hold it.
有一个门徒就说他已经不能再听下去了,他说等一等,等一等。
He said, then one of the disciples named Judas, not Judas Iscariot, said, Lord, why is it you'll only reveal your identity to us and not to everyone?
这个犹大不是加略人,犹大问耶稣说,主啊,你为什么要向我们显现,不向世人显现呢?
If anyone loves me, oh, there it is again.
他说,如果有人认识我,
the house rule.
哦,又讲到家规了。
If anyone loves me,
如果有人若爱我的话,
just love me, Jesus says.
你就爱我, 耶稣说,
he'll keep my word, and my Father will love you so deeply that we will come to you and make our dwelling place in you.
说你要遵守我的道, 我的父就这样的深深的爱着你, 我们要到你那里去,
Wait a minute. If you love him,
你等一等, 如果你爱他,
He loves you.
他也爱你。
The Father and the Son are going to come into you, and you are going to be His dwelling place.
父子要来到你那里, 你要成为他居住的所在。
Man, the dwelling place of God.
人成为神居住的所在。
Not one day, but now.
不是将来, 而是现在。
Do you love me?
你爱不爱他?
Maybe you don't feel this holy presence.
也许你没有 感觉到他的这个圣洁的这个同在。
What could be wrong?
什么可能错了呢?
It's evident that the Father loves you so much, He wants to reveal to you an awful lot about Himself.
他说父是如此的爱你, 他想更多的向你能够来显现。
The Son loves you so much, He really wants to reveal Himself to you.
子也是如此的爱你, 他要向你们来更多的启示他的自己。
And the Holy Spirit is the one who will reveal the Father and reveal the Son to you.
圣灵要把父和子来启示给你。
What an amazing holy of holies secret.
这是多么一个至圣的一个奥秘。
This is the place, the wonderful place that we have been given to dwell.
这是一个奇妙的一个地方，他赐给我们，让我们能够来居住其中。
But let's just look at another Holy Spirit passage in chapter 14, beginning in verse 25.
我们再看到关乎圣灵的另外一节圣经，就是25节。
Not only will you see the Father, love the Father, love the Son, but you're going to discover more truth.
不仅你爱父和子，你看见他们，而且你也会发现更多的真理。
In John 14:25, I'm telling you this while I am still with you, but when the Father sends the Spirit of holiness, the one like me who sets you free,He will teach you all things in my name. He will inspire you to remember every word that I've told you.
他说我还与你们同住的时候已将这些话对你们说但保惠师就是像我一样从父 因我的名而差来的圣灵他要让你们自由他要将一切的事指教你们并且要叫你们想起我对你们所说的一切话。
So the Father's in heaven.
所以我们的父他在天上。
Jesus is about to leave and go to the right hand of the throne of God.
耶稣要离世，升到至高者的右边。
But the Holy Spirit is the steward who's sticking around.
但是圣灵他是一个管家，他要留在我们的身边。
And he is going to continually bring you back into the presence of the Father and the Son.
他要不停地把你带到父和子的同在的里面。
He's going to remind you of things he has said.
他要不停把他看见的，他把主说过的要提醒给我们。
He's going to teach you more things.
他要把更多的事情来指教我们。
Oh, I just wish we had time to go on into chapter 16 where he says, I have many more things to tell you, but you can't bear it now. But the Holy Spirit, your indwelling lover, will lead you into all the truth.
在十六章那里说我有很多很多的要告诉你们但是你们现在还不能知道但是圣灵那个内住的你们的爱人要把一切都来向你们来指明
And he ends up this little passage in verse 27 by saying look I leave the gift of peace with you my peace
在二十七节他说我留下平安我的平安给你们
Not the kind of fragile peace by the world, but my perfect peace. Don't yield to the fear or be troubled in your hearts. Be courageous.
不像这个世俗的这一个软弱的一个脆弱的一个平安，而是我的完全的平安。不像世人所赐的，你们心里不要忧愁，也不要胆怯。
I know he's a hidden presence.
我知道他是隐藏的存在。
He does not speak.Much of himself.
他自己好像不经不太多的说他自己。
But I love the Holy Spirit.
但是我爱圣灵。
I've seen what he's done in my feeble life.
我看见他在我软弱的生命里面做了工作。
I've known his healing.
我知道他是医治的。
I've known his keeping.
我知道他保守了我。
I've known his restoration.
我知道他的恢复的能力。
I know his revelation.
我知道他启示。
And all the time he's in the background just saying, look at Jesus, look at the Father, look at Jesus.
他在背景里面不停地说你看耶稣你看父神你看耶稣。
But there's somebody inside.
但是里面有这么一位。
And even when I want to say, I'm getting out of here, this is too, why should I? He says, take it easy, David, take it easy.
当我说我不干了，我不干了，他说你等一等，你安静安静下来。
You know, people who teach and minister the word of God, they often give God a really hard time.
我知道有一些人，他们来教这个服事主的，他们给你一个很难的难过的时候。
I see Eric Wu's number on my mobile.
我看见Eric Wu 他的电话的号码在我的。电话上面
Do I want to answer Santa Claus?
我要不要 像 Santa Claus 一样，我来回他的电话呢
？He says, "Would you be willing to come to the wettest, coldest, most mountainous region in the United States, where a crippled man has to walk around? Would you come there and speak?"
他说你要不要到一个最潮湿、最冷、最崎岖的一个山地？你拄着拐杖，你的一个老头子，要不要来跟我们讲话？
Now, I'm just telling you the truth. I line out. My first answer is always no.
我必须要跟你说，我第一个给他的答案一定是我不去。
The Holy Spirit's quite used to me.
因为圣灵他已经适应了我。
He doesn't say anything because he just knows. Yeah, that's Dana. You know?
他什么也不说，他就说 Dana 就是这样。
Just let me sit at home with my wife.
让他就我想在家里面跟我妻子在一块儿。
In my kingdom where she rules.
在我的家里面，我们家的王是我的妻子。
61 years we've been married.
我们结婚61年了。
I don't know if it's heaven or hell.
我不知道是天堂还是地狱。
But that's where I am.
但是我就在当中。
I've gotten kind of used to it.
神他已经习惯了。
And now this guy's calling me again.
现在这个人他给我打电话。
Lord, what should I do?
主啊，我应该怎么做？
Then he begins to work in my heart. See.
他慢慢的在我心里面开始做工。
Well, what do you want to do for Christmas? Decorate a tree?
他圣诞节要干什么呢？难道说是装饰一棵圣诞树吗？
What do you want to do for New Year's? Get drunk?
你新年夜要干什么呢？你难道说要喝醉吗？
Why don't you meet with those wonderful saints?
你为什么不去和这些奇妙的这些圣徒们在一起呢？
I don't know. I think Eric says now, when you see Dana, pretend like you're happy to see him.
我知道吴弟兄跟我说，当你讲话的时候，你要装作很高兴看见他的样子。
But I have learned that the Holy Spirit.Is the greatest, most effective engineer of circumstances that you could ever know in your life.
但是我认识到圣灵是最有效的，我们生活里面给我们设立各种环境的那个位工程师。
By his amazing skills,
他的技巧是那么的奇妙。
He somehow works with the unworkable.
他让那些没有办法来做的事情他都能做成。
He leads the unleadable.
他带领那些没有办法来带领的。
He sanctifies the unsanctified.
他把那些不能成圣的来让他们成圣。
Can you imagine the skill he has to do that and then multiply it by 1.23 billion Christians on the face of the earth?
你能不能想象他这样的一个技巧，然后你把这个来乘以13亿地上所有的基督徒。
So listen, I'm going to end with this final picture. The Lord has built for you a tabernacle in the wilderness, even as in the Old Testament.
我们结束以前，我们给你这样的一个图画。我们的主他在前面为我们建立了一个像在旧约建的一个这个帐会幕。
His provision for you is the outer court, the holy place, and the holy of holies.
他为你预备的是外院和圣所，还有至圣所。
And if you will abide in the Holy of Holies, there will be a fire and a cloud over your life that people can see.
如果你住在至圣所里面，在你的生命当中，就有一个云柱和火柱可以让人得以看见。
You know, dear old Moses, he had to lead 2 million unleadable people.Through the wilderness.
你知道摩西他带领200万不可带领的人，带领他们过旷野。
Why do they say that the hardest kind of shepherding is the shepherd cats?
你为什么听说为什么最难牧养的就是牧养那些猫呢？
Have you got a cat?
你有没有一个只猫？
They're unleadable.
他们是不能被带领的。
Dogs will do anything you want.
狗可以做你让它做的一切的事情。
But the children of Israel were 2 million cats.
但是以色列的百姓像200万的猫一样。
Now how's Moses going to lead 2 million cats?
摩西怎么带领200万只猫？
Here's what he did.
他就是这样做。
He went into the Holy of Holies.
他进到了至圣所。
He communed with God.
他与神交通。
A meekness fell upon him that gave him the patience to deal with the cats.
柔弱就降临在他的身上，给他忍耐，能够来对付这些猫。
He communed with the Father, and he got direction about the next place to go.
他与父神交通，父神就指示给他下一站要到哪里去。
And he came out of the Holy of Holies.
他出了。
And there was a glow.
他脸上发光。
Because he'd been in the presence of God.
因为他在神的面前。
Dear brothers and sisters, there's nothing more wonderful than Christians with the glow.
弟兄姊妹们，没有任何一件事情比我们基督徒脸上发光更宝贵的了。
You know they've been in the presence of God.
因为你一见你就知道他们在神的面前。
And Moses got his strength in the Holy of Holies. To lead and to abide and to be patient with these children as they went through the wilderness.
摩西在至圣所里面得到力量，让他能够带领，也与这些百姓他们在旷野里面同在。
Even today, the Jews are looking for a Messiah, the son of David. There was nobody who was a king like David.
今天犹太人他们还在等候弥赛亚，就是大卫的子孙。他们说没有谁能像大卫的子孙。
David, what's your secret? How did you be such a good king?
他们说大卫，你的秘诀是什么？你怎么样能够成为如此伟大的一个王？
One thing have I desired of the Lord.
大卫说有一事我求。
That will I seek after.
我要寻求。
That I may dwell in the house of the Lord.
我要居住在耶和华的殿中。
All the days of my life.
一生一世。
To behold the beauty of the Lord.
我瞻仰我主的荣美。
To behold the beauty of the Lord.
来瞻仰我主的荣美。
And everything fell into place.
所有的事情就这样就实现了。
And he fought like a warrior. He fought like a warrior.
他像战士一样打仗。
He made kingly decisions that strengthened the nation.
他做了一个王的正确的决定，把这个百姓来纠正过来。
Probably he got a lot of that stuff there in the secret place with his Lord.
也许他是在这一个秘密隐秘处和他的主在一起，他学会了这些秘诀。
Well, the disciples heard these things and could make no sense of them until the Holy Spirit fell upon them at Pentecost.
门徒们他们听了这些话，但是这些话对他们来说还没有意义，直到在五旬节圣灵降临的那一天。
But one thing that they had as a little background help.
但是他们有一件事情是背后的有人给他的一个帮助。
You see, they'd walked 3.5 years with Jesus, who went out in the early morning to the Holy of Holies.
他们与耶稣一起3年半，每天早晨耶稣都进到至圣所里。
And he came out somehow prepared by sunrise for all of the attacks and events of the day.
当他从那里出来，在日出太阳出来以后，他就为一天的预备好来接受那些攻击和一天所要发生的事情。
They saw Jesus in the Holy of Holies at various points.
他们在不同的地方看见耶稣在至圣所里面。
As we go on in John chapter 17, John alone tells us of that secret prayer in the Holy of Holies with his Father.
我们在约翰福音17章，约翰唯一的让我们看见他在那个最隐秘的地方向父的一个祷告。
What a prayer!
是何等的祷告
！Oh, Holy Father, I have loved thee.
他说：“父啊，我已经爱你了。
And I've kept your kids.
你赐给我的，我都已经保守了。
And now I want to come back to you.
我现在要回到你那里去。
As soon as I glorify your name by my death.
当我用我的死来荣耀你的名以后。
Lord, I love these disciples.
主，我爱这些门徒。
Please keep them for me.
求你为着我的缘故来保守他们。
Such was the love of Jesus.
这只是耶稣向着我们的爱。
Oh, we see him in the Holy of Holies in Gethsemane.
在克西马尼园看见他在至圣所的里面。
Or we see him in the Holy of Holies at the Mount of Transfiguration.
我们在那变化山的顶上看见他在至圣所的当中。
Or they saw him when the Holy Spirit was on him like a fire.
他们看见圣灵像火一样降在他的身上。
And there was glory on his face.
他的脸满了荣光。
Now I want to conclude by making this statement.
我想结束以前，我来做一个表述。
Dear brother and sister,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
your being filled with the Holy Spirit is the most important thing you need in your life.
圣灵充满是你在你的生命里面你需要的最重要的一件事情。
Now I know there's many ways of interpreting what that means, being filled with the Spirit.
我知道怎么样来解释被圣灵充满有很多的方式。
You know, the Lord guided my way when I was saved 20 years old.
当我20岁得救的时候以后，主一直带领我的道路。
And I went within 6 months of my salvation to a Keswick convention. Do you know what that is?
当我得救以后六个月，我就去参加了开西聚会。
I was living in North Carolina, and in the mountains of Carolina, they had a one-week-long Keswick conference, like they had in England.
我是在北卡那里住，他们在北卡的山里面，他开了一个星期的开西特会，就像他们在英格兰那样召开。
And there I'd been saved in April, and this was in early August.
我在四月份刚得救，这件事情就在八月份发生了。
And as the Keswicks do on the Thursday night,
这些聚会的人他们在星期四的晚上，
they spoke about being filled with the Holy Spirit.
他们讲到如何被圣灵充满。
Now, I being a good Baptist already, what, 4 or 5 months old,
我是已经成为一个浸信会的信徒已经四五个月了。
I had never so much as heard of the Holy Spirit.
我还没有听过，我听了很多圣灵的话。
My Baptist church just kept preaching the gospel, you know.
我没有听
wonderful people.
我没有听很多关于圣灵的，因为我的浸信会的背景，他们一直在传福音。
But the man, the anointed preacher of God, Alan Redpath from England, but he spoke on being filled with the Holy Spirit.
但是那个时候，被高来为神出口的是一个英格兰的弟兄，他讲到如何的被圣灵充满。
Now, perhaps you don't know this, but the Keswick Convention is not a charismatic convention.
也许你们知道开西聚会并不是一个这个灵恩派的聚会。
But their interpretation of being filled with the Spirit was very biblical.
他们解释对于圣灵充满的解释是非常符合圣经的。
And here's what they said. If you want to be filled with the Spirit tonight,
他们这样说，如果你们今天晚上想被圣灵充满，
you need to do two things.
你需要做两件事。
Come to the front and lay your whole life down before God.
你来到前面，把你的一生放在神的手里。
And then ask him to fill you with his Spirit.
然后让他的圣灵来充满你。
I'll never forget that night.
那天晚上我永远也忘不了。
For I got down on my knees as best I could. I said, Lord, I give you everything in my life.
因为我那天我来到面前跪下来，我说主啊，我把一切来献给你。
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
用你的圣灵来充满我。
And a warmth came over me, and a sense of His presence came into me, that now, 60 years later, is still there.
这个温暖就袭来，他的圣灵就充满了我，然后60年以后。这个感觉我还是在这里。
Now people experience the outpouring and the coming of the Holy Spirit in sovereign ways. But for you to have it is essential for you to live in the Holy of Holies.
很多人他们体会到圣灵那样庄严的临到他们 有各种各样的方式，但是圣灵充满是必须我们生命里必要必须的。
I'm not talking Pentecostal or charismatic, although the gifts of the Spirit may be the result of your being filled with the Holy Spirit.
我不是在这里讲灵恩，也不是讲五旬节派，也不是讲他圣灵给我们的恩赐，但是我们必须要被圣灵来充满。
But what I'm saying again is that there's one thing to have an objective knowledge of Jesus' love for you, and it's another thing to be ravaged by His love.
一方面我说，一方面我们要认识耶稣，客观的认识他爱我们，但是另外一方面我们要被他的爱来完全的来摧毁，这是另外一个完全不一样的方面。
I just want to finish by reading a quote by a famous Quaker.
我想来读一个贵格会的一个弟兄他的一段话。
When it comes to knowing the Holy Spirit inwardly, the Quakers are at least a generation ahead of us.
当我们讲到圣灵的同在，这贵格会他们比我们要提前了一代。
Now, let me explain. There's two kinds of Quakers.
我来解释一下，有两种不同的贵格会。
There's Quakers who aren't born again, but and they stand for social justice, ending slavery, all of this.
有些贵格会他们不是重生的，他们是要讲到这个社会的这个公平，他们讲到这个阻止这个奴隶制。
But there are also evangelical Quakers who are born again.
但是也有一些福音派的贵格会，他们是重生得救的。
And in their practice of meditation and silence, they know the Holy Spirit like many of us are ignorant of.
当他们安静下来，他们来默想的时候，他们知道圣灵在他们的里面。
When Jesus says, if you love me, keep my word, he's saying, I want you to hear the word that the Spirit is speaking within and act upon it.
当耶稣说你要遵守我的命令，他实际上是告诉我们你要聆听圣灵向我们里面说的话，并且你要行出来。
But most of us aren't quiet long enough on any day to possibly hear what the Spirit would say. To your heart.
但是任何的一天，我们里面都没有足够长安静的时间，让我们能够听清楚圣灵向我们心所说的话。
So here is a quote from a Quaker who talks about the moment the Holy Spirit was real to him.
这里就来引用一个贵格会的人，他讲到圣灵来充满了他。
There is an experience of the love of God.Which when it comes upon us and enfolds us.
我们有一个经历，当我们认识到神他的爱降临在我们的身上，把我们包围起来。
And it bathes us and warms us. It is so utterly new that we can hardly identify it with the old phrase, God is love.
他来洗沐浴我们，他来温暖我们，让我们好像不能然后与这句话来连上关系，就是让我们完全与这句话连上关系，就是神是爱。
Can this be the love of God?
这难道是神的爱吗？
This burning?
这在我们里面的燃烧的感觉。
This tender wooing?
这个我们里面的这个柔软的一个吸引我们。
This wounding pain of love?
这个让我们受伤，让我们伤痛的这个爱。
That pierces the marrow of my bones and burns out old loves and ambitions.
这个刺穿我们骨髓，把我们里面这个野心完全净化烧尽的这样的一个爱的感情。
God experienced is a vast surprise.
我们经历神的爱是一个巨大的一个惊讶。
Oh, I hope that you know that the Holy Spirit is a person of infinite capacity to ravage you with His love.
我盼望你们认识到圣灵是这样一位巨大的一个人，他可以用他的爱完全的把你们摧毁。
And I feel that the question I want to bring before us again tonight.
我们把这个带给我们的问题来到今天晚上来到这里。
Do you love me?
你爱我吗?
I mean, do you love me?
你爱我吗?
Do you know that Holy Spirit's love?
你知不知道圣灵爱?
Once happens, it's hard to ever escape.
如果已经发生了，你就不能逃脱。
There's something deeper than deep.
比深处更深。
And we'll have to talk about that a little bit next time.
我们下次要更多的来交通。
Because it's one thing to know the objective salvation by faith in Christ's finished work.
一方面，我们认识这个客观的，我们得救，耶稣他已经完成的工作。
And yet, even a more wonderful thing, as it were, to subjectively experience Jesus' love through the Holy Spirit in you.
但是更奇妙的是，我们要主观的，我们经历耶稣的爱，通过我们里面的这个圣灵。But
the key is really how to live in the holy place with brothers and sisters, with that reality in our midst.
但是关键，我们必须是与弟兄姊妹们，我们一起活在这个实际的当中。And
if the Lord helps me, I'd like to share that next time.
愿意主来帮助我们下一次再有交通。Oh,
love that will not let us go.
哦，这不容放弃我们的这个爱。We
rest our weary souls in thee.
我们把我们的疲倦的灵，我们安息在你的面前。Oh
Lord, we've got 1,000 songs of your love.
主，我们可以成千上万的唱你爱我们的诗歌。But
still you seem to ask us, do you really love me?
但是你还在这样的问我们，你们真的爱我吗？
Oh Lord, we come to you.
主，我们来到你的面前。We
are very poor lovers.
我们是不会爱的一些人。But
we want to know, Lord, how can we better love our Lord Jesus?
我们愿意知道主，我们如何能更好的来爱你。Holy
Spirit of God, would you show us ways that we can delight the Father like Jesus delighted the Father?
圣灵，求你来向我们显明如何我们能够来爱我们的父子和圣灵。
Do you have a word for us that would help us out of our feebleness? Just a word of what we can do in the direction of loving the Father and the Son.
在我们的软弱的当中，你有没有一个字教给我们，让我们如何我们能够爱父和子？
We thank you for your secret, silent presence within.
我们为着你在我们里面的这个秘密的、安静的这个存在。
Ready to create a new creation in a nanosecond with permission.
你在一纳秒的一刻，你就重新来创造一个新的一个所造。
We pray that, Lord, you'd help us all understand even these deep mysteries.
主，我们祈求你帮助我们认识这些深刻的这些机密。
Oh, the deep, deep love of Jesus.
耶稣深沉深沉的爱。
We worship you, Lord.
主，我们敬拜你。
Loving God.
你是爱的神。
All loving Father.
你是爱的父。
All graceful Jesus.
哦，你是恩典的耶稣基督。
All fellowshipping Spirit.
哦，你那次安慰的交通的圣灵。
Communicate with us in this hour.
在这一刻与我们来交通。
Come, Holy Spirit.
圣灵求你降下,
revive the hearts of your faithful.
来让那些信你的人，让他们的心能够被复苏,
and kindle in them the fire of thy love.
在他们里面点燃你爱的火。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. Amen.